Hello and welcome to another episode of Baby Steps, the first steps understanding the paradox of parenting and education, development, everything to do with children. Danielle, daughter to Chiang, still remains as my name, and I'm excited to be here with you. I hope you're doing well and you've been coping well. I'm excited for today's topic, but as usual, drum rolls! So did you know that the average person tells 4 lies a day? The most common lie being, I'm fine. Yes, in case you didn't know, saying that you're fine or you're okay when you're not is a lie. Can you imagine? Like, that's just how simple lying is. So maybe that average is higher, but we don't know. Other facts are, most people lie 3 times during a 10-minute conversation. Imagine that. 42% of adults think it's okay to lie sometimes. A lot of us can relate to that. 98% of teenagers will lie to their parents. 37% of adults think it's okay to lie about your age. And only 54% of lies are accurately detected. I was going to leave this up, but maybe I should just say it. So women tell an average of 3 lies a day to their partners, their boss, or their colleagues. And men, would you like to guess? 6. Yes, a whole double. But anyway, I am not here for that, neither is it podcast about why men lie or why women lie. We're here about children. So it is in news that children lie. Growing up, there was a song we used to sing when somebody lied, and it was liar, liar, pants on fire, head is long like a telephone wire. I don't know why head was long like a telephone wire, but I know that I think I first learned this song in preschool. And it was taught by our teachers whenever any of us lied. And the whole class had to sing that song. And we would wail. Oh my goodness, we would wail. I think that was embarrassment. You don't want to be called a liar. Well, there was so much going around that whole statement. But we're young. But anyway, I don't think anyone likes being called a liar. Unless you're a liar. And even if you are a liar, I don't think you like being called a liar. So yes, it was liar, liar, pants on fire, head is long like a telephone wire. Honestly, don't know. The rhyming, I guess. So when it comes to children, and I don't know if you've seen these pictures going around of a child who drew on a wall, I think it was a blue or blue and black marker, and then also on his dog, and then said it was a dog who did it. and then you've seen the eyes he was giving the dog, and then the dog looking at it like, at the boy like, are you serious? Anyway, but why do kids lie? Well, let's start with children under the age of 5. Well, they still don't have a full or even half a grasp of what is right and wrong. So they're still learning about good, bad, or good and evil, however you'd like to call it. So they would tell a little lie. This is also a crucial time as parents. Like, no, it's like, you know, the excuse, oh, they're just a child. No, this is a time also to just teach them gently what is right and what is wrong and what is a lie. You know, tell them when you say this, it's not what happened. Being honest and child level, very friendly, something that they can understand. So children at this age also live in a fantasy world with tooth fairies and dragons and Santa Claus. So the line between reality and fantasy is pretty thin for them, especially because of cartoons. So they'll be like, oh, I saw this big monster or this big giant. And well, to us, if we know that's not true, and what is not true is a lie. But for the kid, their imagination is still wild before like reality hits them. So they have that reality and fantasy thing. But aside from that, when you're looking at something or you catch a child, so I'm talking about mostly 5 and below the age of 5. Let's say if they've drawn on the wall or on your car, right? And you arrive there with rage, you know, fire and brimstone blowing up in your eyes and through your ears. And when you confront them, you'll see them usually move away from the crime scene or they completely freeze. And you'll see guilt written all over their face. Not because they understand, because that time, that's why I also insist a lot on teaching kids emotions. It's not because they understand per se what they're feeling. Like, they can't describe it, but they know it's not a good feeling, right? So they'll freeze. They'll look at you and know this, you're disapproving it. So they probably love drawing. And they thought that it would be so cool and fun to draw on the wall or on your car until they see your reaction and realize, okay, what is fun for them may not be fun for you. So what you want to do in such a case? So if you ask them, so if you don't, okay, if you didn't appear with a face of, I want to strangle you now, they will most likely, oh, mommy or daddy or whoever, look what I've drawn, you know, and be excited. But you ask, why did you do this? They'll most likely say something like, I didn't do it. Or then you ask, who did it? The tooth fairy. Or, you know, they just come up with something. Why? Because of fear. Little white lies at their age because of fear. So what you do in such a case, obviously, is calm down first. I know, I keep on saying, none of these things is easy. I have worked in classrooms for 10 years. None of these things is easy. But it's important to first calm down, then tell them that you appreciate that they love to draw in color, but the walls or the car is not where it should be done. Then both of you clean up the mess, not just you. Have to insist on that, teaching them responsibility from a young age. Then you can redirect them to a paper or the sidewalk, if you have the sidewalks where they can draw on, and just tell them, okay, baby, we don't draw on this, on the cards or on the walls. Here's paper, here's a chalkboard, or whatever it is you have, or a coloring book, or just a plain book for them. Actually, also, if your kid loves drawing a lot on walls, like stick papers. We have these big, like really large chart papers, the flip papers that you normally see in offices for presentations and stuff. You can stick those on the wall because children love drawing upwards, and then they can draw there. Just instruct them, that's where you draw. It's that simple, and your problems should be solved. Well, at least over time, they should be. So this is actually more effective than scolding or beating them, because trust me, at this age, they were just expressing themselves. They had no idea it was wrong. It would be very different if a 10-year-old did that. I mean, think about it this way. Different countries have different laws. You can go to one country and you do something that is obvious in your country, and the other side, you probably get arrested or something for that. And then you'll be like, I did not know, I'm a foreigner. Same thing with kids. When we are scolding or beating them, especially at very young ages, where they don't even know what they're doing is wrong, they're just being kids, and you've not yet told them that they shouldn't be doing that, they are wondering, excuse me, in the laws of my land, that's in their head as children and their imagination, this is okay. So we just have to redirect them. It would be very different if a 10-year-old decided to draw on the walls or on your car. That is a very different case. You also need to understand. We also need to understand that behaviors do not erupt from nowhere. I keep saying nothing happens from nowhere. Lying habits are often picked from what they see and what they hear from authority figures in their lives, like their parents or older siblings. So if they witness, let's say, for example, you or somebody did something, and later on when they were confronted, the person who did it was confronted, you give a different narration from what they saw happening, they pick it up, because children are like sponges. They absorb everything they pick really quickly from observation of the world around them. If you look at normal human development, most children experiment with lying at some point. Not all, but majority of children will experiment with lying at some point, just to test the waters to see what this lying can do and cannot do, especially if they live, as I really insist, in an environment of fear. So when this lying becomes a repeated toxic habit, then it should become an area of concern for whoever's in charge of the child. And when a child starts to lie a lot, it's often because, I will mention it over and over again, because they fear very harsh punishments. So they lie to save their skin. Many of us do that. If you know it's going to get you in trouble, you'd rather just, as you call it, a little white lie. It won't hurt if somebody doesn't know about it. But when they feel safe to express themselves, even when they know they've done something wrong, they're most likely to be honest because they're not paralyzed by fear of punishment and pain. As parents and caregivers, it's helpful if we focus on the benefits of being honest and how it promotes healthy relationships rather than focusing on how bad lying is. Now, I'm not saying that don't tell them how lying can get them in trouble, especially as they grow older and interact with others, but don't focus on that. Focus on why being honest is the best. There was a study that was done about children's storybooks. So many of us must have heard of the story, The Boy Who Cried Wolf. So for those who don't know, it's about a child who, notorious child, so lived in the fields or whatever it was, in those hills, many years ago. And every time he'd be there, he'd scream, oh, wolf, wolf, wolf. I think he used to take care of sheep. I had that story when I was really small. So the villagers would come and want to save him, only to find there's no wolf. And he would laugh and he would laugh. He did it a second time. And I think by the third time, the villagers were like, no. And this time there actually was a wolf and they ate his sheep. I think the story ended at they ate his sheep. I really hope it does because I don't want to be traumatized. But I really hope it does end at they ate his sheep. And by the time he was coming back down crying, it was already too late because he had already lied severally. Nobody believed him. So there's that story. Sorry. My point of that story is, so that's a story to instill, I don't know if it's fear or the meaning of the attribute of not lying and being honest, right? Of actually not lying. So when they did research stories like that, that taught of the badness of lying compared to stories that told the benefit of saying the truth. So for example, if there's a story where something happened and somebody had the opportunity to lie but they ended up saying the truth. Now the stories of truth tend to bring in more empathy and the need of a child to say the truth as they continue to grow compared to the ones that instill fear and talk about how bad lying is. That's why I'm trying to say we need to focus on the benefits of being honest way, way, way more than the disadvantages of lying. So when your child comes out with the truth, you know, telling the truth is hard. We all know that. Either because we know it will get us in trouble, I know we can relate to that, or we don't want to hurt the other person. So if your child ever comes, teenager, adult, whatever age your child is, if they ever come out with the truth, appreciate them for that. You can say something like, I know it was not easy telling me the truth, but I appreciate it. And as long as it's not a habit where they just lie and want to get out of it, but do appreciate. Telling the truth is not an easy thing. We all know that. We all can relate to that. So I keep saying these things because I want us to put ourselves as, because when we can relate to these things in our own situations, we can understand where our children are coming from. So please cut your child some slack. Also, let the consequences for lying be set in advance with your child and tell them that they are non-negotiable. Why I say in advance is there's no way, let's say you'd go to, I'll give an example, an office or workplace and do something and get punished when you're never told before that this is wrong. So I always say set them in advance. If when you lie, these are the consequences. So once you set them, tell them that these consequences are non-negotiable so that they learn to take full responsibility for their actions, not blaming others. I cannot stand people who, adults, to date, still blame everybody but themselves, their parents, their bosses, their children, the watchman, the trees, the rain, the sun. People need to learn to take responsibility and we need to start teaching this to our kids very early. I think another crucial thing about teaching them about being honest is helping them grasp the aspect of empathy. You know, putting themselves in other people's shoes. Telling them that lies hurt people when they found out that you are lying to them. Because the truth will always come out. So it is best if you say it early so that you avoid so many bad consequences. Because a lie, you'll have to come up with another lie and with another lie. And it just becomes an exhaustive process. Another reason why children and teens lie, especially when they get older, is because of low self-esteem. So they'll exaggerate something to look better. You know, I scored all the goals in our team today and everybody was so happy. They carried me on their shoulders. That is not true. But they want to look better and quote-unquote more successful because there's some void in them that they're trying to fill. And that's something to deal with on its own. Let's say we're willing to find the root cause of why things are being done. I talked about this in my episode called Self-Esteem or Narcissism, which handles how building what self-esteem is and how building a healthy self-esteem for our children is and what we should do to get there, because it's very important. A lot of people are walking around with low self-esteem, and I will not go down that road because I've talked about it in an entire episode. You also need to work on building trust with your child. When people trust you, they'll be able to tell you the truth. I covered this in my episode. I think it was the last one that I just did, which is, can I tell you a secret? Trust is key. Can your children tell you anything if anything happens to them? Or will they have to lie about it just because they just feel they don't feel comfortable around you? So let's say your child has just lied to you. What do you do? I always insist that we approach them calmly, not with rage, even though I know it isn't easy. Then tell them how it's made you feel. It's always important for them to understand that they are affecting you. You're human. They need to know you're human. If you know what the truth is, like you know this is what actually happened, just state it. No need of going round and round and round and round. just state this is what I've had and give them a chance to redeem themselves. And don't fall back on the consequences, because they have to learn that choices have consequences. And if they don't want the consequences right now, tell them what to do the next time to avoid the consequences, because now you agreed on consequences and they have to come through. At the beginning, I mentioned how nobody likes being labeled like a liar or a cheat or whatever. So let's not label our kids as liars. It really, really hurts. You know, sometimes they've told a lie 1, 2, 3, 10, 20, 40 times and you're just a liar. You know, that thing, we probably say that or had it being said to us or had somebody being said, it really weighs people down. And sometimes it's just like, either way, even if I tell the truth, I'll be called a liar. I might as well just keep lying. We need to learn to separate the behavior from the person. Lying from your child, okay? I mean, just like Jesus, he hates sin, but he loves a sinner. Again, I know it isn't easy to avoid this, but just please try. Try avoid calling them your liar. Just please try. And another thing is that you need to know that children can be very, very manipulative. So once you find the truth and approach them about it, and the consequences have to follow, they'll probably say something like, now never tell the truth if you're going to punish me even if I say the truth. Don't give in to their threats. They just want to, you know, check out how much they can push you. So please don't give in to their threats. Like, move with it and say the consequences have to follow. But all in all, we would all appreciate if the people we cared and loved so much gave us a second or third or fourth chance when we hurt them. So the same with your child. If there's one person you're still looking for forgiveness for them, think about your child also. Give them time to say the truth if you were sure it was a lie, and then work through it together. Like, tell them you're not expecting perfection from them, because no one is perfect. We all make mistakes sometimes, but you do expect honesty, because honesty is the best policy. Sometimes tell them that there won't be a consequence for the truth if you do not like it. But because sometimes fear cripples people from saying the truth. So what you just need to do is sometime, once in a while, don't make it a habit, but just let it pass. Especially if you know this, the kid is sweating. You can see they are sweating through their eyeballs trying to say the truth, and they've said it. Sometimes just let it pass and talk about how it just shouldn't happen again. And when you know for certain they're lying, get to the point. Don't go around. Just tell them, you told me that there's no homework and you had homework. They have to sit and do their homework, and then maybe the consequences, I'm taking away your phone for the day or for the week or for the weekend, or you can't go with your friends, whatever the consequence is. Instead of asking them the obvious, just state the truth, but obviously in a calm way. It's totally also okay to show them that you're very unhappy about it. Kids hate, trust me, even teenagers, people hate disappointing their parents. That's why to date, adults are dying for seeking the approval of their parents. I've never been good enough. So your kid doesn't want to feel like they disappointed you. So just give them a chance, you know, to redeem themselves. Because remember, love always conquers all. That's the end of this episode. I am not lying. So I hope you've picked a thing or two. Don't hesitate to share with others so they can also learn and we can help more kids out there. My passion is always about children. We bring better children, we have better adults, we have a better society and a better world. For any questions or topics you'd like me to talk about here on this show, or if you or somebody you know would like to appear on the show, please reach out to me on email at babystepsbyd@gmail.com. D is D double E. So babystepsbyd@gmail.com. Bye.